Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Hey, Gina.
Hey, Anne.
Super excited. The Dames Who Dish have a very special interview today.
I know.
Yee. We are promoting Temptation Island because not only do we love the show, but last season we had on numerous
cast members.
Last season was pretty juicy.
It was juicy.
And I have to say, we've seen the first 3 and 4 episodes of this season, and it does not disappoint. Sometimes season 2, you know, may not live up to season 1. This season of Temptation Island, I think, goes beyond.
Oh, yeah. Well, beyond.
Yes. Today, we have on Ashley G. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. We want to get in and get all the dirt from you.
Of course.
So you and your boyfriend, Rick, went on Temptation Island.
Yes.
From what we've seen and heard and read about you, it was your idea. Can you explain why you would do something like this?
So Rick and I were at a crossroads in our relationship, really just trying to figure out what was next, if we were going to move forward, if we were going to split again. And so this opportunity came up, and I had obviously watched the first season, so I said, hey, why not? We should definitely do this. And I know it may sound crazy to other people, but I, of course, just wanted a happy ending like Shari from the first season.
So you watched the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Morgan and Evan, they were the big blowout breakup with Casey and all that. Did any of that worry you going on season 2?
Yes, of course it worries you, but I think everyone hopes for the best. And that was my expectation, just, you know, always hoping for the best. It doesn't really hit you that, you know, he might be attracted to some of the singles until you're actually physically there.
So did Rick go, I know you guys talked about going on, but was he all in, or was he hesitant and concerned about going on, or what was his position on the whole thing?
So at first there was a lot of resistance, and then it became a mutual agreement, and, you know, it's just, to him it sounds like it would have really helped us figure out the next step for us, so it made sense to him, and he was like, all right, why not?
When you went in, had you guys kind of preset some ground rules before you got there, or was it just kind of do your thing and we'll see what happens?
We definitely set up ground rules. Of course, I told him I didn't want him kissing anyone. I didn't want him being too physical with anyone. I had a lot of requests, to be honest. The list would go on and on.
Did he have any for you?
No, not really.
Did that worry you?
That didn't really worry me at all because I, you know, I'm normally the one behaving in our relationship. And so I normally don't give him anything to be concerned about. So
that being said, when you guys arrive and they bring out all these singles, we've seen some of these singles. They're promoting the show so much. Anyone in particular jump out at you? Like, right away, did you think, uh-oh? Or were you kind of still thinking, you know what, I'm not going to be tempted?
So someone definitely jumped out at me, but I just, you know, automatically figured he'll be attracted to one of the other girls. And when they were presented, she responded to him as well. I mean, like, the majority of us did, but she responded. And so I was just like, oh, he's definitely going to be interested in her. So, yeah, there's no one really here for me that I'm interested in. And, yeah.
Were there any girls that came forth on the other side, the single girls, that you were worried about with Rick?
Right away. There were 3 girls. I mean, seeing the women, I was like, oh, my God, they're so much hotter than the guys. And he's going to be having the best time of his life. And just seeing his, like, responses, I was automatically upset. And so, for anyone that watched episode 1, you see me hitting him right away. And I do cry. I definitely, like, teared up at one point. I was nervous.
Was it at that point that you thought, should I even be doing this? Or what are we doing?
Yes. At that point, I was like, okay, you're playing with your whole relationship and your life and your future with him. And I thought I made ever.
How did you guys even get on the show? Were you approached? We hear a lot of these couples get approached on social media. How did you come in contact with the show and get on the show?
So, yes, I was approached on social media. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I've watched the show. And this works, like, out for my relationship perfectly. So why not? We're at a crossroads. This makes sense. Let's see what happens. He's a model, and women are always throwing themselves at him. And I've been with him long enough for us to be a Shari experience. So let's see if that's how this ends for me.
Were you guys living together before you went on the show?
No. And so that's something that we want. We wanted that really bad. And so you see us going into the show. Well, I wanted that really bad. You see us going into the show, and I'm like, I mention it. And he's like, whoa, 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 pump your brakes. And, you know, a lot happened. So you just have to watch.
Yeah. I mean, we can't wait. Now, you just said you were hoping for the Shari and Javen experience, which we know last season, Shari had lots of walls up, though. From what we've seen, you don't seem that way.
So going in, I'm not. I do believe, like, at the dinner table, I was upset. And then I was upset when I was saying bye to him and he wasn't, like, really trying to hug me and kiss me. And I was evaluating everyone else's interactions with their boyfriends around the table and how, you know, their boyfriends were holding on to them. And then I thought about how I continued to hold on to Rick. And he wasn't really, like, reaching out and holding on to me. And so throughout that process, I was just thinking, you know, he's really letting his guards down, and he's shown me that he actually wants to be here, and he's going to have a good time while he's here. So why would I go into this experience not doing the same thing and just seeing if we're going to end together or not? And it does hurt me, and so I think that's why I have that kind of response where I'm just like, oh, this guy is hot, and I'm gonna, you know, just give my natural response. And I was being kind of petty because you see him do it first, and then I react and do the same thing. Yeah, that was my reasoning behind all of that. I just said, you know, if he's gonna be hurtful to me, then I feel like in some way I should, you know,
yeah,
give him the same kind of behavior.
Were you thinking going in, I am going to make him so jealous. He's obviously going to be seeing the weekly clips of what's going on. Did you have it in your mind that he needs to see me flirting with other guys, then it will snap him into possibly feeling regret and wanting to get married?
Yes and no. So in a sense, I definitely wanted him to understand that, you know, other guys find me attractive, and other guys definitely approach me on the daily when he's not around, and that, you know, like, I guess basically I'm worth it. Like, other guys see my worth, and I felt like he wasn't, and so I figured this will be a great opportunity for him to see how guys interact with me and how I'm always shutting it down. But on this show, it's just,
I've always wondered this, Ashley. When you guys are filming, are you always conscious of the cameras and what might be shown at the bonfire?
So after a while, you just don't even care about the cameras. After a while,
kind of what I thought.
Like, yeah, you're just so nonchalant, and you're like, they're not going to use this. This isn't. It's not even worth it. The producers are just so smart. They will use the things that you think they're not going to.
Oh, yeah. Okay, on that note, as the weeks go on and you guys are seeing these things happening at the bonfires, you're seeing the guys doing whatever they're doing. At any time, do you think, what is going to be shown on my side? Like, what exactly are they going to pick out?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, my gosh. The bonfires, I always felt like were the worst, you know, because you're seeing what they're doing and then you're reacting to that. But then you're like, but what are they seeing?
Yeah. Right, right. Last season of The Bonfires, there was a point where Mark Wahlberg would say, do you want to watch this in private or do you want to watch this with everybody? Does he do that this time?
So this time, honestly, he does not. You have to watch The Bonfires with everyone. Yeah.
I kind of like that, though. Was there anybody that you became extra close to, any of the girls?
Yes, definitely. So I love all of the girls. They're like my sisters. However, you'll see that Ashley and I, we have the same name. We have so many other things in common. And we're just like the best of friends in the house.
That's awesome.
Wait, sometimes the way girls are, it can get pretty petty. But I feel like because there's only four of you and you're all going through the exact same thing, it doesn't seem like there's the infighting that you would normally have like when you have 20 girls. Is that true?
So there are definitely moments when we're like, oh, you're irritating me. Or we get upset with each other.
Yeah.
But it was more of an uplifting like sisterhood. These were people that I can go to even now, you know, but whenever I was going through anything or really sad, they would come comfort me and we would all do the same for each other. So it's really just like a unbreakable bond at this point and a sisterhood that like I'm so appreciative of because these women uplift me and, you know, just get me out of my funk. And we stay in touch. We, talk all the time. Like, I talk to them every single day.
Yeah, you're all kind of bonding over the same experience.
Exactly. It's a very genuine bond.
In hindsight, now that the show's over, right, do you have any regrets about going through this experience, or are you happy that you went through it?
I'm happy that I went through this experience because I learned so much about myself and just how important self-love is and, you know, how, I don't really have to just tolerate anything and everything from anyone. I learned a lot just about, like, interacting with other people, and we were in a really close space, and so I learned a lot about, like, how to bond with people and have genuine relationships with the guys and the girls.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They've shown that you guys had a big premiere for the first episode with a ton of other reality stars. Were you really excited to meet any of them? Are you a reality TV person? What are your favorite shows?
So I love the Kardashians, of course. And what else do I really watch? I love any of the Housewives of Potomac, the Real Housewives of New York, New Jersey. Yeah, just any other reality show like that I normally tend to watch. But the premiere, we were not at.
Oh, you weren't?
Unfortunately.
Oh, I thought no, you were there. Weren't.
Oh, that's odd, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, my gosh. I wish. And if I went there, I would have loved to meet Shari and also Casey.
We were surprised that Casey was there and not Evan and Morgan. Is that something you were surprised about? Or because you're one of the girls that's in a couple, do you feel a little closer to Casey in this situation?
Of course. I think we all feel closer to Casey.
Yeah.
And I mean, even in the casting special, you see that I say I don't want a Casey experience.
Yeah.
So everyone is really Team Casey, going in and you're Team Casey, and you're just like, you know, you hope that doesn't happen to you or any of your girls there.
Yeah, I guess so. And then if you're the singles, you're like Team Morgan.
Yeah, right.
Right, exactly, because that's what they're all hoping.
Of course, exactly. That makes more sense. We can't wait to watch your, I hate to say watch your journey, but we can't wait to watch your journey on this season of Temptation Island. Super excited. You are definitely one of the standout girls. We really enjoy you. You have a great sense of humor and it's going to be really great season.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. We should say it's on USA, the USA Network on Thursdays.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow night.
Right.
And we're super excited to get this interview before the season premiere. After a few more weeks go by, we can have you on again to get into the nitty gritty.
Ah, yes, absolutely.
Oh my God. I would love that. I would love that.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ashley.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Wow, that was an exciting interview.
Yes, our first interview this season. We have more scheduled, more to come. We are going to be the insider's guide to Temptation Island season two.
Yeah, all in on Temptation Island. And we've seen the first four episodes, and you guys do not want to miss it.
No, it's really good.
Really
and
good.
And I think I may have said this before, that last season, season one, it took a little while for the couples Yeah. to get into the rhythm of being around these single guys. It felt like they all had their walls up this season.
Not this year.
They don't. They get very comfortable very quickly. And it is really juicy.
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you, Ashley. It was so fun talking to you. We
have it was
an
great.
Interview with Rick next week, who's Ashley's boyfriend. So you guys,
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We are all in on Temptation Island, and it starts tomorrow night, Thursday night.
Thursday night on the USA Network. Yep.
Check it out. Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.